Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Well, neighbors, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, July 22nd, broadcast live from Texas on SLA-TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time. 27,415 head will be offered, 3,400 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 4,700 weaned calves, and 13,000 calves on cows. For information on all the cattle being sold, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
Today's futures market was another eventful day. We had the feeder cattle down $1.85 in August at $155.52. Sort of disappointing there. We're kind of on the lower end of the last couple of weeks' trade and below the 20-day moving average. And with the corn price getting a little weak or a little stronger, rather, it's making the feeder cattle a little bit weaker. If you go back and look over the last six or so months, we've really had a pretty narrow range. Back in October last year, it was just below 136 on the August feeders, and then in April, it got to 162. So that's a $25 range from the low to the high. And we've pretty much remained inside of that except for those two occurrences. So it's relatively a quiet market despite all of this stuff going on around the world. The live cattle market today down 47 in August at 119.77. The technicals there, we're also at the low end of the range. We've got a trend line forming along the bottom here that we're nearly to. It looks like that's about 119.50. So hopefully that trend line will hold and the market will move up after that. And this Friday, we've got a cattle on feed report, which the average guess, according to Bloomberg, is 99% on feed, 94% placed, 102% marketed. And that report will come out this Friday after the close.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
If the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us anything, it's that access to high-speed internet is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Without it, Oklahomans are being left behind when it comes to attending school, finding a job, seeing the doctor, and avoiding isolation. A new temporary FCC program called the Emergency Broadband Benefit could help Oklahomans who do not have access to affordable high-speed internet. AARP Oklahoma is encouraging Oklahomans without access to high-speed internet or struggling to afford it to look into this new program.
Today's futures market is 13 to 15 cents higher for corn with the September 5.71¾ up 15 cents. That September-December corn spread, which we've been watching, got out to about 32 cents at its high. 32 cents inverted is now all the way back to 5 cents. In the next 30 days, if you look back over the last 30 or so years of that September-December spread, it normally is around negative or a 10 cent carry. So 15 cents better, meaning that the September is 10 cents below where the December is. And right now, September is 5 cents over the December. So watch that spread, especially as we get harvesting in the southern part of the United States with Texas and Louisiana just around the corner. The bean market, 15 to 16 cents higher here, put November beans at 13.88½, about 20 cents or 18 cents off of their high from overnight. Chicago wheat up 2.5, Kansas City wheat up 7-5, and then disappointing action here on the Minneapolis wheat down 6-8 cents. Yesterday, that crop progress and condition report showed that 11% of the Minneapolis spring wheat is in the good to excellent category. That was down 5% on the week, and the second lowest ratings going back, I think it tied the 1988 rating. So pretty low hard red winter wheat overall conditions.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.